This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Fewer Coloradans made initial claims for unemployment last week as the state continues to deal with the economic downturn because of COVID-19. State labor officials say a little over 10,000 people filed for regular unemployment last week, compared with more than 13,000 last week. The state says, however, that more people this week filed for pandemic unemployment assistance, nearly 18,000. Since late March, more than $2.5 billion in unemployment has been paid out in Colorado. A report from the National Ski Areas Association says the U.S. ski industry lost at least $2 billion last season because of the pandemic. The Denver-based trade group says skier visits were down 14% from the previous season. Resorts were forced to close in March after stay-at-home orders were issued. A public lands bill that could bring jobs to Colorado passed the U.S. Senate Wednesday. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Republican Cory Gardner, who shepherded the bill through the chamber, says the entire country stands to benefit from his bipartisan public lands bill.
The entire country, from Alaska and Hawaii to Florida and Maine, benefits from the Great American Outdoor Act. We know this is going to create jobs across the country.
The bill fully funds the Land and Water Conservation Fund and addresses a backlog of maintenance projects at national parks. Democrat Michael Bennett, a co-sponsor of the bill, also credited Coloradans for its passage, saying their calls for investment in public lands helped bring the measure this far. It now moves to the House for consideration. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado weather is cooler for a couple of days and then warmer again for this coming weekend. This is CPR News.